Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Brent, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sane Man, you and TFM are the OGs in my books. Thanks for the weekly memes. Every time you break character and crack yourself up, I feel the need to send you a few bucks. Carry on, brother. Well, Brent, thanks for the donation. Right now I'm doing 3 memes of the week videos, and I might up it to 4. But remember, I have to post 60 memes per day on X so that I can narrow the memes on my videos down to 25 each. As for TFM, the one thing I don't agree with them on is cryptocurrencies. His thesis is that there's an unlimited number of them, so therefore they aren't scarce. By that logic, there are hundreds of fiat currencies and they're printing more of them every day. But I see Bitcoin like the US dollar, it's the virtual reserve currency. Ethereum is like the UK pound or euro. Sure, there are tons of other fiat currencies out there, but people don't want them. I see the Turkish lira the way I see Dogecoin, or the Argentinian or Venezuelan one the way I see Hex. We are never going to run out of government currencies, just like we're never going to run out of cryptocurrencies. But it's the ones with the greatest network effects that will end up winning out. Especially if they're like Bitcoin, finite in supply, which the US dollar or gold will never be. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, I want to discuss the YouTube streamer named Destiny and his divorce to Melina. He went on the Whatever podcast about a year ago and told everyone that he had an open relationship with her and that things were going fine. Everyone warned him that the relationship would end and that she would leave him, and it did end up happening. He ended up paying to bring her to America from the United Kingdom when they first met, and then he paid to move her back to the UK when she divorced him. But of course now she wants an extra $100,000. For what reason? Who knows? But I doubt she'll actually get it because, say what you want about Destiny promoting and defending leftist politics, it could just all be an act. He was smart enough to do a post-nuptial agreement with her. The kind that makes the whole argument that the red pillars are right and that Destiny is wrong kind of toothless. He knew that the possibility of being taken to the cleaners was out there, so he didn't leave himself vulnerable to a financial attack. So after he didn't actually give her any money, he says that Melina reached out to a ton of mutual friends and tried to ruin his reputation. This is nothing special. Women tend to get vindictive and ruin your reputation and relationships with other people when the relationship is over. The idea is that their mutual friends need to be only her friends now. The idea is to recommend social network so that he's cut off from everyone. How many men do you see doing the same thing to women once a relationship ends? I've never heard of that before. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to it looks like Destiny is about to meet his Red Pill Destiny Clown World show. So now he's swearing off all relationships entirely. He doesn't know if he's ever going to date again. As far as I'm concerned, he's taken the first red pill, and he's going through the Red Pill Rage 1.0, which is the conscious one. The next thing for him to do is go back into the dating market and start to pick up on the patterns of women. Once he dates enough and it happens over and over again, he's going to realize that it's female nature and not just men not being sensitive enough to women's needs. Once you see female nature enough times, then the Red Pill Rage 2.0 will happen. And then it's over. You'll no longer be interested in marriage and relationships entirely. You will have too much self-respect to put yourself at the whims of a woman again. Remember, you don't change the red pill. The red pill changes you. He went out and shamed men that warned him about women and female nature, and that it was a bad idea for him to open up his relationship so his wife and him could see other people. All this stuff about open relationships is just a modification of what swingers were basically doing a few decades ago. They agreed that she would date other guys and he would date other women. I'm also not going to judge him for this because when I was 25, I wanted to open up the relationship I was in at the time. I wasn't 100% fulfilled with her lack of femininity. Yeah, I was messed up and didn't really know what I was doing. But who does? But I didn't have a red pill community to guide me back then with regards to what was happening. He, on the other hand, did, and he spit on it and shamed the men that tried to warn him. Mind you, again, I can't criticize Destiny for that because when I was red pilled after a year of being on my own, I decided to date again. and then I attacked the very same community that I helped to build up back in early 2015. What was weird was that it wasn't really me doing it. It was as if the love virus had taken over my brain and turned me into a white knight for women. And so I attacked men that were single. It was my own chemicals affecting my cranium. This kind of reminds me of what happened with Sean, the guy that runs the Think Before You Sleep YouTube channel. He just recently got engaged with Brittany Venti. He started off being a bachelor and making content for guys that wouldn't get married. It evolved into anti-woke content, and then one day many guys began noticing that his content quality had gone way down, and he deleted many mentions of Go Your Own Way from his channel. People started saying he has to be in a relationship because of this, and they were right. Lo and behold, we found out that Brittany was in his life, and he's now had a love lobotomy. Another content creator I follow moved in with his girlfriend recently after getting divorced, and his name is The Carpetbagger. And since he did that, his content has been crashing in view counts and quality. He doesn't seem as passionate and picking travel locations, and it's all boring stuff now. These two cases differ from Destiny, though, because he was able to stave off the collapse of his channel, and it's still holding strong even though he was married. His traffic was doing well throughout their relationship. My theory is that he was too busy working and not giving his wife enough attention, so that could be the possible reason for the divorce in the first place. I think he's probably pulling in $25,000 to $30,000 a month, and he was smart with the post-nuptial agreement. I think it's also more complicated than what those laughing at Destiny are trying to make it into. He's a leftist and defending woke ideas, and people on the right are clearly laughing in his face. But would they be laughing as loudly if he was a trad cuck? Probably not. They might actually have sympathy for him instead. Melina has said before that having an open relationship creates more trust and boundaries for them. I agree. But I also see it as being the wrong relationship, not like there's ever a right one to begin with, if you can't be satisfied by your partner and only your partner, and then you start looking astray, then odds are the relationship is toast. The only thing I'd be worried about now if I was Destiny is if Melina plays legal games in the United Kingdom, now that she's back there. Melina was banned from Twitch recently too, so I wonder what she's going to do to make a living. Will she get a lawyer involved to try and throw the post-nuptial agreement out the window? I don't know. If she goes to the lawyer in the UK, maybe that means that she can go after him for emotional abuse or something like that, even though that might have never happened. There are lots of what-ifs, and we will probably find out about it in the near future. I think the most likely thing is that it just blows over for him, and some of his male friends realize that she's trying to turn everyone against him. The lesson to be learned is that you lose your mind when you're with the woman. You're no longer the man that you were that attracted that woman to you in the first place. She hollows out her soul in exchange for a hole. In the end, it wasn't some rich Chad that stole Melina from Destiny. She ended up with a guy that looks like a dollar store Ezra Miller. And he's probably easily controlled as well. Say what you will about Destiny. Call him a self-proclaimed cuck or whatever. But he did take precautions in marriage, and she chose to sign on the dotted line. In the post-nuptial agreement. She probably wasn't all that bright and didn't think it through the way that Elon Musk's first wife didn't think it through before signing her agreement. Now Destiny doesn't know if he's ever going to marry again. My money is on him dating and having a bunch of short-term relationships, and figuring out female nature, and if he realizes he was wrong, I'd love him to basically apologize and change the lefty slant on his content. That's what Dave Rubin did when he left the Young Turks, and his redemption story was a successful one. Remember that I attacked guys that went monk mode back in 2015, and now I've been one of them since 2016. Sometimes you need to work really hard to take on other people's perspectives. But as humans, we ridicule and are afraid of what we don't understand, especially since many men's identities are wrapped up in women that they love and their families. Letting go of that can be very scary. I admitted that I was wrong and reformed myself, but it takes a lot for a man to swallow his pride and admit he made the wrong decisions. I think it takes more courage to acknowledge the truth internally. Externally, people will support your personal growth. That's the easy part. That's why I didn't criticize Sean from Think Before You Sleep or Destiny, because I've been in similar positions before. And it's only once you're single that you start to sober up from love after a little while and figure out that relationships aren't exactly what you thought they were. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Brent for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Melina was getting smashed by someone else besides her husband. And her husband was probably taking pictures. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that laugh at the red pill until their wives leave them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.